You know, there are games like this. As captain, you're going to have to call out. How would you explain that if you're right in home? How would you explain that particular game?
I don't know. They were much stronger than we were. Ready to battle and do the right things to win. And we just weren't at all this weekend. So, yeah.
You told me at the start of the season you're not a yeller and a screamer as a captain. Did you feel it at any point today, yesterday,
of being loud? Things to adjust. I'll talk to the guys. It doesn't have to be yelling and screaming. You just have to discuss it and make sure you do it right. But you know, obviously, I was bad, and the whole team was underperforming today and yesterday.
Not to blow smoke up your ass, but I don't think you were bad. I thought you were one of the better players. And it's one of the reasons you're out here. You have a break coming up, the All-Star break. How do you view it? Is it good? They say a change is as good as a rest. Is that good, or would you rather be the things that have to be corrected, would you rather get back at them right away?
No, it's good to maybe think about something else for a little bit. It's a very important stretch that comes up now before to get to the playoffs. So get your heads right and make sure the focus when we come back.
Just a couple of points about this game. I know there's two teams playing the 2 o'clock game. I know it's done this short turnaround for the guys in the AHL All-Star break. Yeah. I know players now are very much attuned. They got a rhythm. Did it throw you off as this team? Do you think in tall?
Repeat that question.
It's short turnaround, 7:30 last night.
Yeah, 7:30 too. Yeah, but it's the same for both teams. Yep. And we should have come out much harder today, losing yesterday and all, and been more prepared for the game.
Sometimes you can get caught looking at roster sheets as well. Your lineup has got better in the last couple of weeks with players back from injury, Houdon, guys who were down in Montreal. They come in, they got a pretty beat up hockey club. They got no Leipzig, no Kapanen, no Brooks. I can go down the list. Do you think there was any of that that made me thinking, okay, we got them at a low point?
Sometimes you look too much into who's playing in the roster. It's what you do out there that matters. And, they still have a really good team. So they wanted more than we did.
Can I ask you what, in the break, are you a guy who thinks hockey all the time, or will you go and try to get away from it?
I'm always like to watch hockey, like to think about it too. But it'll be nice to change the scenery a little bit and do something fun too.
Are you doing anything different? Are you going anywhere?
I'm going down to Florida for a couple of days. Hopefully, be mentally prepared and physically prepared to get going here in the spring.
Some people just at this time of year, they can sympathize. They just want to go down and lie on the beach and think about nothing else and just relax. Is it as simple as that with you?
You always think about it, I think, sometimes. But it's just nice that you don't have to come in here maybe for a couple of days and you get a break from that, and then you get even more excited when it starts again. So I'll be good. It'll be good for boys, I think.
I don't want to make you look beyond your vacation too much, but when you start back on, it's a road trip, and they're going to be very tough teams. Those are three. That's a tough division. Those are the three toughest teams in the division you got to play.
So. Yeah, that's right. No, it's a huge road trip coming up after the trip. So you can't slack off during the break. It's a couple of days off, but you have to. Be, like I said, be physically and mentally prepared when it starts again.
I'm interested. Would you train? Would you do any training in your hotel, or do you just stay away from that as well? Do you head to the gym in the hotel?
No, you have to. You have to. You can't sit still for 4 days. You got to move. Then if it's skating or running or doing a workout, then it doesn't really matter. But you got to get moving somehow.
Okay. Not too much, though.